can't tell. I think that's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh, that's a Rams fan.
No, that is impressive.
That. I'd like to thank my brother for sending me that last night.
Wow.
After he realized that the game he was watching was horribly, horribly boring. I don't know. What's the verdict? Is that real? I think that's real.
I think it's real. But I also think this is not the first time this guy did this.
It was that perfect? Was that expertly done?
I wonder how many takes, because it's not often that you have, you know, such a long, solid poop.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he also had to be jumping and shitting pretty fast because there was an arc on it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, the shit was, you know, the shits actually have to adhere to gravity as well. It's not just the professional divers who forgot their pants. Original title for this show, again, focus groups deemed it too wordy.
I want to know where that guy is today. Garrett, if you have some time, let's do a little research. I'm assuming he's now famous. I don't think that would be 15 minutes of fame. I mean, that kind of video can get you a little more longevity.
The longevity. Which kind do you mean? Yeah, that was, good Lord, I want his diet. That is good fiber.
That was
I've been
like
told
a
there's
healthy,
bad fiber.
That was
yeah.
a healthy poop.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was jacked. And also, I'm impressed that he had that much shit in his system and yet still had a six-pack. Good abs. Like, you would think he would be, like, just, there'd be, like, a bowling ball-sized thing waiting to be expelled the minute he hits the water.
If you're bloated, that means your colon isn't healthy.
You've been reading up on this, I see. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You are the fecophile of Compound Media. Your obsession with all things scatological is concerning to me, your family, and most of America.
I'm most obsessed with the idea that we have how many feet of small intestine. How does it fit in there?
Because we have so many feet of small intestine, it should have gone all the way down. I would have preferred just one long giant tail all the way down, like he was on some sort of poop fishing hook.
Oh, gosh.
But thank you, Jonathan Schultz, for that one. I'm sure both your wife and three kids are very proud at what you do on your spare time.
Well, you know what's not as memorable as this video? Last night's Super Bowl.
The segues are out and about. What were your thoughts? What'd you think?
I was at my sister's with some friends. We were watching. The game was lame.
Nice
the
rhyme.
The commercials were okay. The halftime show. Now, if you know me from back in the days of Red Eye, I love Adam Levine, and I would talk about how great he and Maroon 5 are.
What is wrong with you?
But he wasn't even, he was a little pitchy, and he's a really great live performer, so I was surprised. Maybe he was nervous, but he really did shine, though, as soon as he took his shirt off. really, though, his voice got better. It was like he was in his actual element, not wearing clothes. But, you know, there were a lot of tweets. I think the best was from Katie Nolan about how, what's up with, there's no equality for nipples. You know, Janet Jackson gets fined for showing one several years ago, and Adam Levine just gets to shimmy them around and there's no problem?
Really inappropriate in this Me Too era. He got a lot of crap for, I'm sorry, we're already on a theme here. He got a lot of guff for taking his shirt off. What did you think of that move? Yay? Nay? Only let the girls do it too?
Well, when it started, me and my girlfriends were like, why is he wearing so many coats? He had like a bomber and then a trench coat over that, and he just kept taking layer after layer off. And
yeah.
Something I learned as a hot girl, when you're not sure if you quite have the talent or the skill, just wear as little clothing as possible.
So I think that you no longer like Adam Levine. These were all little digs you're giving him right now.
I don't know, man. He's getting old. He's a dad now. Like,
well, he's dad who can absolutely afford a personal trainer. The one thing that I saw commercial-wise that got a slight bit of press was the secret Bud Light Game of Thrones mashup.
Yeah.
Do you watch? I forget. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Me neither. I think we're the only two Americans that do not. Did you like that one? I like the fact that the Bud Light Knight's eyes got gouged out. I thought that was a bold move.
Maybe I didn't see that one.
Well, they were very slight about it.
I saw the Bud Light corn syrup one.
Yeah, that was odd.
It was a Bud Light commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. They were promoting their lack of corn syrup and their tie-in with Game of Thrones.
There was one commercial, and it looked like a local commercial, so maybe it was just like a local spot, but unless everyone saw it, it was for this like head shaver.
No, but I saw Jeff Bezos in the audience, so I'm sure he was happy.
It looked like one of those infomercials, not even for a Shark Tank product, like not even that high quality. And it was just, you know, for this like cool head shaver. I say cool. It wasn't that cool. but I'm like, they spent how much money? They must. I don't see how they're making all that back. These spots cost millions and millions of dollars.
Even if it's a bad commercial, though, it has to be an investment because it really is the one event where people make a point of actually actively watching the commercials.
That's true.
I mean, Oscars, I don't call that being like a big commercial watching event.
Yeah, no,
that's
true. But like it's a small company because I've never heard of them before spending that kind of money when then you're up against like there's T-Mobile commercials and McDonald's, like these huge brands.
But
it's crazy.
What are you doing? You're talking about it. You're talking about it, so it works.
I'm condemning it is what I'm doing.
Well, you know what made me realize, since I could care less about the game and I'm not happy for Boston, Jesus, what a year they've had. What a fucking decade. I remember when that city used to whine about losing all the time. Never, ever again. And they're upset about that because it's a loss of identity. It made me realize that because of all of the dynasty they've had, and of how superstitious people in sports are, they will never go back to their original unis. All of their success has been with what people call the Flying Elvis. That's what this stupid logo looks like. It is such a product of the early 90s from whence it came. The silver and the garish in a wind tunnel. Like all the new logos that came out in the 90s, they're all in a wind tunnel. Like the Jags, like it's just a Jaguar in a wind tunnel. Seahawks, the one is a little older, but it looks like someone's just decapitated a Seahawk and then stretched out the neck guts as far as possible around the thing. And we have like a quick little video lamenting how bad the fucking Pats logo is. And by the way, it's never going to go away.
Logo. The classic Pat Patriot logo is one of the best in league history. That one was worth keeping around.
That's a great one.
The Patriots use the so-called Flying Elvis logo.
Yep.
I don't even know where to go with this. Bill Belichick is a mastermind, but it's amazing that he hasn't lobbied for this logo to be changed yet. Number
it's
six,
terrible.
Washington.
Well, we don't care about the Wizards, but it's terrible like Bill Belichick's cutoff sweatshirts are.
It's just that the other one is more caricature-like. There's a lot more detail to it, so I could see how it could be difficult when you're merchandising. I feel like the newer one is easier because you could just stamp it and it looks good. It's clean.
Well, it's recognizable now.
Yeah, the old one was just a picture. It's not a logo. It's like you can't like have a folder in school and draw the Patriots logo on it.
Yeah,
that's
a
good point.
You know, yeah.
But it's a Revolutionary War soldier playing football. I mean, come on,
it is awesome. I like,
I don't know where to go from there except up. That is amazing. Well, and also, you know, it's all the little subtle changes they've done to classic logos too. Because the Dolphins logo used to be cute. And he had the old-timey helmet on, and now it's just a dolphin in a wind tunnel. What the fuck is with the wind tunnels? I don't know. The Rams won. I say what you will about the Rams franchise, and there's not much to say. They got that was the first helmet with a logo on it. The Rams in the 50s just decided that it would be cool to paint Rams horns on there. And from there, every other team did the same thing. So that is an old classic up against this weird triangle-headed man that has now been in 9 Super Bowls. Good Lord. I guess 10 overall.
And it's just funny how now Tom Brady is just trolling us by not retiring.
Yes. Oh, man.
Everyone's like, you gonna retire yet? You good?
Yeah.
You done? He's like, nope. Gonna keep playing until I stop playing.
And make a note of how small he's talking now or how slow he's talking now because it's going to be even more so if he plans on retiring at 45. The real winner here is going to be early onset Alzheimer's. Tom Brady and his family.
That's why he can play till he's 45. He doesn't get sacked nearly as much as the others.
He does have a good line. Let's pray he does it next year and he has a drool cup by the third year
don't
in there.
I wish that on anyone.
I absolutely don't. We have one clip of you on the Mike Malice What was it? The arduous journey.
Speaking of slurred speech.
Jesus Christ! I had a brownout, not a blackout, because
everyone
bits
was
and pieces.
So annoying.
Yeah. Oh, me included. God damn.
You kept yelling for an interview with me. You so desperately wanted
that.
Michael Malice to interview me.
I think it's because I didn't want to drink
during
anymore.
A booze show. I was very. I can't.
Yeah, it was rough stuff. And it was just diabetes after diabetes after diabetes.
What do you think liqueurs are, Bill? You knew this going in.
What is the difference between a liqueur and an aperitif?
One you have before or after dinner, one you can drink.
There's no, like, ingredient difference or anything. It was just a lot of sugar. Ugh.
Yeah, that's what liqueurs are. They're flavored booze.
Ugh. You know what? Don't flavor my booze. God. Various weird Eastern European countries. Let's take a look now. Joanne indulging in a couple shots versus, I believe, Malice. I liked your outfit that night. Very archaeological. Oddly enough, we had the whole set dressed up to look like Nepal.
Yeah.
Look at this. You were losing it right there. Everyone was like, oh, she's out for the count. We were all passed out. So that's how amazing Joanne's tolerance was. I objected to the betting aspect of the whole thing. But see, you weren't speaking English.
I speak in tongues when I drink.
Why did Malice invite so many Asian people? I was confused by that, too. All right, he was the last one standing or sitting.
See, you know why this isn't real? Because they're not accidentally spilling all of it as they grab it, like you did 75 times.
That means the desk is drunk.
Just knocking over. You could lick this table right now and be instantly drunk.
And a lot more things if they're sitting next to Ari's area. And there we go. Joanne won.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, I hope you made a lot of money that night. By the way, I discourage betting on drinking games, people. That was I was not part of that meeting.
But by the way, thank you for everyone who tipped me through the Super Chats app. I guess it's an app.
Oh, wow.
And for all of you who didn't, it's never too late. You can send me money whenever you want.
And what charity would that be going to, by the way?
Oh, no, I don't like to give booze money to charity. It seems wrong.
Why? I think that there's nothing that's so wrong. It's right. I mean, what is most people who need charity are alcoholics, myself included. Well, we'll come up with one because I really don't think you need those ill-gotten gains. You don't need that on your conscience. Any other final thoughts on the Super Bowl?
No.
Well, we're
it's over.
We're for the most part, I guess, promoting nonstop and relentlessly the Queens of Compound. I guess it's going to be next weekend coming up.
Yeah, so yeah. We have lots of people on to promote it. Let's bring them in.
Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if they're all here, but you know what? We'll make do with the a million people we have here as a result. Josh Carter is back. His weekly show at The Stand will be back when The Stand is back. Do we even know when that's happening? The Dearly Departed Stand is making a comeback. I guess who else is back? Oh, my segues suck. Stacey Prossman, she is the host of the Prossman Hour.
Hello, everybody.
There's a reason it rhymes with power. You can join us, Gino. I don't see where Natasha is. And Chrissy Mayer also going to be. We have three, if you count this one, the shot queen over here, on this very show. You know what, ladies? What can we look? How can we look forward to this? What can we do to join in this? Where is it going to be on Saturday? I haven't done any research.
Westside Comedy Club.
And what is the plan for the evening aside from tomfoolery?
That's a great question, Bill. We've
you've ever said to me.
We've thought a lot about what we're going to do.
Yep.
And we've decided we're just going to
do a comedy show.
Wing it. Yeah.
There we go. What a sales.
Yeah, we are.
You know what? All of these photos really just tell the tale of the type of personality they're promoting right there. That is all very interesting. Chrissy's doing her Jessica Rabbit. Karen's got something in her teeth. Stacy's looking sweet. Wendy's about to say something offensive. Karen, is she smoking a joint? What's going on there?
She's doing something naughty.
She's licking her teeth.
Joanne was clearly in a fight. I'm sure you're promoting some sort of halfway house. What's going on here?
Yeah. You know, Frank made this flyer, and I think
that was my Lord and Taylor ad.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Was
no,
it?
I wasn't actually in a Lord & Taylor ad, but when I was getting headshots done, I was like, if I were to appear in a Lord & Taylor ad.
After it closes.
The shot would be.
I like it. It's classy.
It's very classy.
Yeah, no, and I will be there hosting.
Yes.
And I've, people have been asking if I'll be doing stand-up.
Yes, you will.
I've written some jokey intros.
Ooh!
I like that.
I'm going to read one. I'm not going to tell you who the intro is for, but you'll probably know.
Okay.
She's both the fuck and the kill in your favorite road trip game.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
that
actually
oh,
really
wow.
good.
It could really be any of us. It's not you. I'll okay. say that. But yeah,
translation, so, it's Stacey's.
No, very exciting. It's
all of us.
Time. I love that venue too.
It's a great venue.
Great space.
Shout out to Gina Savage. She's,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She's,
it has a real woman's touch, that club.
And how is that?
A lot of nice wood paneling. It's just like a thoughtful interior.
It's not ugly.
It sounds like a man cave.
West Side.
It's sexy.
West Side Comedy Club in the Upper West Side.
Okay. It has good food. The food is great.
Mm-hmm.
Great food. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice people.
So that means that it won't have any cockroaches?
Nice.
Not
good
really.
Segue.
You'd think I would be there for the Women of Compound after that one, but no.
You know, just a few days after our show at West Side Comedy Club is Valentine's Day.
Aww.
And
aww.
A lot of people are concerned about what to get their significant other, what they might want. Well, now you can get something for your ex. A zoo in England will name a cockroach after your vermin ex for Valentine's Day.
That's a great idea.
For 1.5 euro or pounds. Where are we? England. about $2 American, you can name a cockroach after them. It's the Hemsley Conservation Center in Kent, England, is running the promotion. Your ex's name will be displayed on the roach board in the cockroach pen alongside the names of hundreds of other trashy exes.
Wow.
I thought a roach board was just a bug with ADD, but indeed, it's an actual board.
Yes.
Different kind of board.
Now, I think this, Josh, is an excellent way to... maybe move on, get over an ex, have a good ha-ha, not take life too seriously. What are your thoughts?
Sure, I guess. It's definitely a creative idea. Someone from the hood definitely thought of it.
Yeah.
Sure. Was it, I don't know.
Do you hate any ex enough to do this?
I mean, I wouldn't, not to pay money to do that.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, sure.
$2.
I can name cockroaches in my house for free, so why?
You know, like, could I maybe spend a little more money and get my ex's name on maybe an ape or maybe a larger, more like shitting their pants kind of animal?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, we actually had a primate shitting at the beginning of this show. He was sort of a shaved ape. Who would you name cockroach-wise? It's just one. It's just a single name, so it's not like you're outing anyone.
Schmick Schmonus would be the name.
I think it's animal cruelty, actually.
To name it?
Well, I think that they don't deserve, cockroaches don't deserve X's on their names because, you know, it's not fair.
I mean, cockroaches.
They didn't do anything wrong.
Cockroaches, yeah.
I'm calling PETA.
Well, see, Stacey, I was going to ask you, wouldn't it make more sense to pay a little more money to then be able to smash it with your foot?
Oh. That's not
wouldn't that
either.
Be a little cathartic? But I mean, you know, yeah. you love animals and.
I love all animals.
Rodent, roaches.
I wouldn't say I love them, but I feel bad for them.
Cockroaches can survive anything. They have relatively long lifespans as far as bugs go overall. If anything, I think it's a compliment for these dudes. Like, cockroaches are sort of a miracle of evolution.
They are.
And I don't think you want to give this kind of toughness, this sort of stick-to-itiveness to a person with broken heart.
Well, that is something I learned. You know, love and hate are really the same. It's indifference. Over a person.
Yeah, ignoring your ex.
Wait, have you ever had a bad cockroach problem to say that?
I
lived above a halal restaurant growing up. I had such bad roach problem as a kid that I had albino roaches. Some of the roaches,
ew.
I literally had white roaches. Like my microwave was getting gentrified.
Wow.
Did the rent go up when they moved in? Those fuckers.
They move into the Keurig machines. I had a problem. Yeah, I had a Keurig.
My dishwasher.
Loved my old Keurig machine in Astoria. This is many years ago. They loved my Keurig machine, and I would just find them, and like it was, and we had to throw up the Keurig machine. It was like a good one too.
And they all have this thing where they all go to the same place to die. I had a horrible white roach problem in Queens, and like I thought, like I kind of got rid of the problem, but they had all just decided to die in my file cabinet. So it's like a pile of roaches, and then it was just like they all decide that that's where
taxes.
They're dying.
They read your writing, Bill, and they were like,
"Food from your roach motels."
Bill, that just goes to show you don't open your filing cabinet like ever.
Let's move. I was going to say this reminds me. I hope the IRS is not watching. It is free Monday. We haven't even.
You're all dying in my wallet.
It's funny how when they're small, I don't like to call them cockroaches because it seems really disgusting. So I'm always like, I saw a water bug.
It's a water bug.
It's a water bug.
To the grocery.
That's what my mom did my whole life. We'd have these cockroaches. She goes, oh, that's just a water bug. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, it's in the same family.
The smaller ones are the German cockroaches. And
the big, without the wings. The huge ones are the water bugs. The ones where you could, like.
Really? Oh, no. I mean, like, when they're babies. That's what I call them.
Call them puppies.
You know, working in restaurants, I mean, everyone has bug problems. You spray for them, you whatever. Well, once I had two bar regulars. And one of them is just crawling on top of the bar. And the way I am with bugs, I can't physically kill it, not because I don't want to. I'm terrified of my hand getting that close to it. So the guy at the bar killed it for me. I was mortified. I felt like these were guests in my home, and they just like found this in my home that I just like comped their entire bill. I was like, I'm so sorry that you had to do that. They're like, it's not that big a deal. I'm like, it is.
With his hand? Like
with a beer bottle?
Like a tissue.
Okay.
Ooh, that's kind of yucky.
Yeah, I was working at the Patriot, and one like flew out of the drain, like, my face, and I was like, oh, fuck this shit.
Oh, shit. You work for the Patriot? I've been there.
Yes. Woo! I only worked there because outside on the chalkboard it said Saturday Night Sluts Wanted, and I was like, that's me. I don't have any experience.
That's one of the first bars I went to when I graduated college because it was like $2 PBRs and like $1 pitchers of PBRs.
That's the thing. Like, a cockroach is almost a welcome sign in certain bars because you know the drinks are going to be cheap. Like, I remember the Subway Inn had a horrible cockroach problem, but I'm like, you know what? Every hour is happy hour at this place. It's going to be $3 beers. I use the cockroach as a moving coaster. Oh, it's going to be fine.
Woof.
R.I.P. Subway. And
everyone's vomiting
and it
now.
Wasn't the same.
Sister X coming by to visit.
Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, right?
Or just grind up the cockroach and snort that. I bet you it's a good high, considering what's all in them. From bugs to hogs. I don't know. Groundhog Day is finally behind us. A lot of the national nightmare is over. Punxsutawney Phil did his thing again. According to Groundhog Day Records, Phil has been right 39% of the time. And today, this time here around, he did not see his shadow. So, and I think everyone's just being optimistic. But this means it's going to be an early spring.
Yay.
Phil, and by the way, this is such a racket. Shocking, I know. Phil's prediction is decided ahead of the time by the group on Cobbler's Knob, a tiny hill. What the fuck? That's about 65 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. By the way, here's my headline: Miss New York hates New York. Miss New York hates New York.
Why?
Because last night you sent a Punxsutawney Groundhog article. You know who's right all the time? Staten Island Chuck. Staten Island Chuck is right like 70% of the time. Rarely gets the publicity that Punxsutawney Phil
actually watched that live, the Punxsutawney Groundhog.
Oh, nice.
It's crazy how it's like, I guess, it's just like super official. It's like crazy how much time goes into it. These guys are all dressed up in their fraternity groundhog robes.
Yes. Oh, it's creepy.
It's like...
There's like a little bit of it.
There's not a black man in sight.
No. It looks like a weird meeting of the Masons.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of after the Super Bowl, everyone's swarming around Tom Brady. If we get a chance, they're not listening. But we should do a side-by-side of Punxsutawney Phil and Tom Brady. I think they actually look kind of similar.
There is an absolute uncanny
kind of like
similarity
to that. Like a feral animal.
My glasses.
No, the reason why I was not all about Staten Island Chuck... Is Staten Island really a part of New York? I'm just saying.
Oh, you elitist.
I didn't even know we had a groundhog on Staten Island.
Yeah, he doesn't, because he's got a horrible publicist.
Are you sure it's just not a raccoon?
I can see them doing that. Yeah, this is a giant rat.
Through all the trash, through all the landfills, they find their raccoon. But yeah, I think that we all want an early spring. I don't know a soul who's like, I want 6 more weeks of frigid temperatures.
Yeah, I do.
And awful commutes and all of that. Yeah.
Here's why you should like Staten Island, Chuck. Our current mayor killed him. This was like
his
first year.
He dropped him.
I didn't realize, by the way, how are groundhogs still alive? Evolutionary, this does not make sense. They're so delicate. He was holding Staten Island Chuck, and remember he bit Bloomberg, but de Blasio was holding him, drops him, the groundhog scurries off limping.
Oh, no.
I don't know if we have, I stupidly didn't get
footage
video of it. Yeah,
footage.
Footage. But, the groundhog later died of internal injuries. Here we go.
No way. They hid that.
Here we go. Here we go.
Look at that.
R.I.P. Look at him just sitting there silently suffering.
Like, you're fucking never holding him again.
Meanwhile, look at him with these huge-ass gloves and the woman
like a falcon.
Just bare hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
That groundhog thought he was going into the oven. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that true? Did he really die from internal injuries?
It really did. So. A couple days later.
Really?
They hid that from the peoples.
They did. It was quite a conspiracy. Yeah.
How did they find out? They chased it?
That
should be a new groundhog.
No, he lives in a cage, I think.
How long could it survive?
How long does it
live? Let's follow it.
Oh, God.
Are you guys getting a lot of emails about, like emails from Macy's, like, one day only Groundhog Day sale. Like, now they've put Groundhog's Day into fucking...
I blame Bill Murray.
Commercialize as much as you can.
And I'm like, no, this is not... I mean, it is a reason to buy clothes, but this is not... This is not a real
thing. It's always a reason to buy clothes, but, like, now... I know I have a shopping problem, so...
Brown furry sweaters now on sale for Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, is it themed clothing?
Yeah.
Well, and also, PETA got rid of this, but it used to be... These groundhogs do not get the great end of the deal on this. They used to have a little electrical box at the end of it, so in case it wasn't moving, see a shadow, they'd give it a little zap. Really acid and come out, yeah. I'm starting to see why groundhogs might not like Groundhog Day. Either
who
a mayor's
invented
killing
it?
Them, or they're getting
electrocuted. Apparently it's an old German tradition.
Oh, like throwing Jews in the oven.
People invented it.
Yeah, maybe we should get rid of
Groundhog will decide! Give me your papers!
Tradition isn't necessarily a good thing. You got a good segue for Beyonce.
Let's save the animals by becoming vegan.
Ooh!
I see the obvious.
Beyonce and Jay-Z will give one fan free tickets for life if they go vegan.
Oh.
So on Thursday, Beyonce announced she's working with the Green Print Project, which encourages people to eat only a plant-based diet for primarily environmental purposes.
Cool.
The project is tied to a book published by Marco Borges,
Borges,
who is Beyonce's trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce and Jay-Z penned the introduction to the book, writing that they are not about promoting any one way of living your life, but are rather encouraging people to incorporate more plant-based meals into their everyday lives. Important to note, so they're not sued, the free tickets for, quote, life, it's technically a maximum of 30 years. Because they recognize that only eating plants will make you want to kill yourself. So, yeah, the sweepstakes ends on April 22nd, and a winner will be selected May 22nd. I think that this is going to save the world. Global warming will come to an end, all because of Beyonce and Jay-Z and people's obsession with free show tickets.
How are they going to prove that they're truly vegan?
Yeah.
That's my question.
And it's vegan's like a lifestyle. Like, it's like not wearing fur coats, leather, you know, everything you eat needs to be...
No honey in your tea.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Jell-O pudding.
Nothing. I mean, I'm a vegetarian, and I have trouble. I don't wear fur, and I wear very little leather, though.
You just can't afford it.
Well, that's true. I don't like. I'm against fur. I'm against fur. But Beyonce was known to go into a vegan restaurant wearing a fur. Did you read that story?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like a famous story. She was wearing a full fur coat in a vegan restaurant. You can Google it. Yeah.
Well, Josh, how healthy is veganism anyway? Because, like, isn't a French fry vegan? Like, there's lots of unhealthy shit you can eat. I believe
it is.
So.
Oreos are vegan.
They are?
Really?
Classic Oreo is a vegan cookie.
That's not good. Because that cream, that means, is fake.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
It's palm oil.
I knew it was fake, but I just didn't want to know.
Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean, you don't want to know Groundhog Day isn't real either.
I don't know.
Santa Claus isn't either.
I didn't even realize Jay and Beyonce were vegan. I can't.
Yeah.
They never had Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on record as she loved Red Lobster, right? So she can't go there. There's nothing vegan in Red Lobster.
People could change their lives.
I guess, you could change. I guess I don't know. I don't like the vegan thing. That's like something I avoid on dating apps.
Easy to
I try
do,
to filter
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
I love barbecue. I love celebrating like a really great week with like a steak dinner. You know.
You could have soy steak. I've done it.
Soy steak.
Wait a second.
I do a lot of vegan meals, like a lot of them.
I've had tofurkey before by accident, and it tasted like tofurkey.
They're making all kinds of things.
Don't they say that soy is actually not great for men?
Yeah, it makes your boobs grow and you're a man.
Really?
And your dick shrink smaller, so yeah.
Oh, your tits are looking great.
No, I mean, nice I think it's hard to do for a lot of people to be vegan. It's very hard, unless you have a lot of money, because then you could have a chef.
That's it, isn't it?
You know, anything is easy if you're rich, so it's like people like normal people can't afford it.
Yeah, I'm sure they have, their personal chef. They probably have
chefs.
They have a person home making nut milk for them,
Yeah.
Soaking nuts for them.
That's a funny story that you said that, because my friend's a chef for like vegans, and she bought almond milk and the guy flipped out and said, no, you have to soak the almonds and do it like by hand, and like she got fired from that shop.
What the fuck?
It was horrible.
Wow. Well, from not eating cows to riding bulls. On point today.
The vegan bull riding?
They are called, bull riding is one of the most fastest growing sports in the United States, people. It's also very American.
Did that Saturday.
What was his name?
Bull.
Place for the bulls? Nice.
Or it was just the guy in Night Court she was dating. I can't believe you knew that reference.
I didn't. I just laughed at it.
Aw. He was the bailiff in Night Court. Mason Lowe, as we reported earlier, had recently died at a professional bull riding event. But that has not stopped America from driving in at record numbers to just see specifically bull riding. It used to be there'd be a whole array of things in rodeos that you would watch.
Ooh.
Now it is just all this all the time. Now take a look at this and see why. That's it.
Is that the guy who died?
No, did he die?
That's worse than what happened to the groundhog.
You know why he did that? Because that guy's not a vegan.
He just got stepped on many times.
Yeah, no, I think he's a dead
man. Oh, no. Seven times.
He deserves it.
The horse couldn't come quick enough.
Holy shit. You mean sexually come?
Stacey, to your point, don't they, they're doing something to the balls, right, of the bull to get them all fired up like that? So
they're raping them, essentially.
I mean, if you were the bull, what would you try to do? Get them off your back?
Get the fuck off of me.
Well, researchers say 1,400 injuries occur for every 1,000 exposure hours. That's 10 times worse than American football. Mr. Outlaw, that might have been the clip, broke 30 bones in his face on one ride this July. I didn't know your face had that many bones.
Yours doesn't, but most.
None of these guys make that much money.
They don't.
The population, like the biggest rider, can make a million, perhaps, a year. And the American Psychological Association warns against the harm of mental and physical health of boys due to, there's the phrase again, toxic masculinity. And the cowboys interviewed for this year article say that they are the most toxic of they have the most toxic masculinity.
They self-admit this?
Yeah, they're proud of it.
Yeah, they're super like masculine until the bull steps on your dick and breaks it.
You start
crying. You were toxic. I mean, Stacey, do you look at something like that and are you impressed, appalled? I mean,
I'm an animal rights person, but I also find it annoying. Like, you don't need to prove your masculinity by hopping on a bull and raping him, It doesn't really... make turn me on. I don't know. Maybe it's weird. It's not my thing. Rodeos aren't my thing.
Mm-hmm. Is there something about cowboys, or am I wrong on that? Do women not care anymore? They are hot.
Yeah. Those aren't cowboys, really. They're just like...
Well, I think those are the cowiest of the cowboys.
No, cowboys are like guys who like have a horse, and they help the horses and go in circles and stuff.
Well, actually, if you go to those rodeos in the South, like what a cowboy is someone who wrangled cattle. So they actually have that as an event where they're like riding the bull, and like they take a lasso. And
that's cruel,
like,
too, yeah.
They have to like throw it around the neck of some cow.
I'm going to get a cow costume and show up and be like, hi, wrangle me.
And then they just cook and fillet you.
I brought you assless chaps. Although, aren't all chaps assless?
I always say that.
You
it's
do.
Redundant.
You do. So what I think is why a lot of men do this, same reason why people jump out of planes and do other dangerous stuff, it's to get this rush of adrenaline. I'm sure after you're done riding this bull, if you didn't get stamped on or your dick removed, you're probably on such a high. But there are other ways to get that high, like doing stand-up comedy. Am I right?
Yeah. Stealing.
Yeah. It still feels dangerous.
Protected sex.
Stealing jokes. Yes.
If I did ride a bull and fell off, I would totally roll away.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I got from that video.
Tuck and roll?
I'm starting to think that might be easier said than done. Apparently the most, one of the most popular ones is the one at Madison Square Garden when they do that. And
that's a rodeo, right?
Yeah, that's
this is not a rodeo?
No, they have bull riding rodeos, but then now there are just events where it's just all bull riding all the time. So you get to see more people die.
Oh. How about the clowns? There's clowns involved, like real clowns.
Shit. You think the bull riders don't make much money, but those poor bastards in their badly made makeup and horrible hats.
And then you wonder about the rodeo clowns. Like, did they originally want to be a circus clown?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is that their day job? Are they trying to be something?
No, they're failures. They're failures.
Wait, stepping stone.
Have you seen Baskets with Zach Galifianakis?
I hear it's so funny, though.
Oh, he's like a clown who went to France to clown school, and now he's a rodeo clown.
Oh, really?
What did TJ Miller?
I should have wrote that first.
Really? Well, I didn't go to clown school, but I auditioned for Yale when I was out of college, and they told me I should be a clown.
Look at you.
But clowning is a real thing that a lot of theater schools teach.
It makes you free because clowns believe they can do anything. There's like a certain clown. It's not like, no, you know, red noses and balloons. It's like...
But it's also like vulnerability and emotion. It's like almost close to my work.
Please tell me that you took clown training, the case. God damn it.
I
went to a cheaper school. A circus class?
Yeah,
what'd you learn?
It was like a circus. It was a history of the American circus. It was on a study abroad trip.
Oh, cool.
I love study abroad classes.
My professor used to always brag. He was like, I am the world's leading expert on the circus.
Wow.
It was
pretty
funny.
Other things out there to brag.
We were visited by Grandma the Clown from the Big Apple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did she get in trouble or something?
Yeah, she got me too.
Yes, that's right.
Who?
People don't need to know that.
Howard Houdini?
I forget what the story was. It's actually a guy who plays Grandma.
When I was in Vegas, I saw this amazing woman. She was in the Cirque du Soleil show called, it was just like about water and stuff. I think, I forget what the name was. But she was like, she's in her 60s or 70s and she looks fucking phenomenal. And she's like in the show and like, she comes out and you see the back and you're like, oh, look at that hot chick. And then she turns around and everyone's like, oh shit. Cause you see like a fucking 70-year-old face on top of like a sick 25-year-old body. I wish I knew her name.
I hope that becomes a new workout trend.
Anyway, an inspiration.
I felt like you were trying to seg to this one and then we lost the plot.
Really? Oh, I didn't even realize I was.
Well, that's how good you are.
Speaking of.
Got some comedians on this show, so this will be a good one.
Yeah, joke stealing. Fuck you, Jerry.
I don't even know who that is.
Jerry.
I was not hugely aware of myself.
Celebrities are calling for Instagrammers to hit unfollow on Fuck Jerry. So there's this campaign that was started by, who started this?
People hate
Niles Turner?
Maybe. Meg Wright wrote in Vulture... a report about like the history of this account and plagiarism. Basically, the account would take puns and jokes from comedians, not credit them, use sort of this, the, what do you call it? Your creative intellect.
What is the word called? Like when you're like, you know, stealing things together,
aggregating.
Aggregating.
Yeah.
Yes.
But basically not giving people due credit or payment for it. So people are saying that you should unfollow. John Mulaney is even one of the comedians who's telling people to stop following the account. Comedy Central decided to pull its placements from Fuck Jerry's page. This seems to me... This happened before with the fat Jewish who doesn't really post a lot anymore. It seems so easy, though, to just give credit.
Just regular Jewish.
Just give credit where credit is due, especially if these are young comedians, which a lot of them are. They're not like super famous people, obviously, because then it's harder to get away with stealing the content. But just it seems like a cross promotion. Like it's a great way to get new voices heard to. Promote whatever ad, a lot of people will allow you to take their content just for, you know, the publicity, not even for payment. So why haven't they done that, do you think?
They want all the, you know, the money for themselves. Like, they want people to, just come to us. We have all this funny material, like, rather than, like, break chunks off for the comedians.
Well, now they have everyone's name on it. I went to look. I was never following them. I've heard of the account just because people in my office followed it.
Really? But, I never heard of it either.
Yeah, I never heard of it. I'm not a huge... If you're huge on Instagram, you'll definitely know it.
Yeah. But, I don't like that kind of stuff.
I think a lot of these people on Instagram are just, like, posting... Like, I posted stuff where I've seen, then, like, I had a comic friend, like, in, like, Michigan somewhere posted by the exact same meme I posted. Or, like, not the exact meme, but he took, like, what was in the meme and wrote it out as a stat. That's just what people do, I guess.
Did you design the meme, though?
Not that it was my meme. I took that meme from somewhere else.
Well, I mean, if someone...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
So you're the problem, Josh. That's
I don't think... it's one thing to steal, like, memes, but if you, like, take someone's joke...
That's what they were doing. They were taking jokes.
Different. Like, I think most memes have the... I don't, like, just take the meme, but it has, like, whoever's it's from.
Yeah. As long as you're quoted, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. But if you write a very specific joke and then someone takes that and then doesn't quote you and then it's just on a meme without your name, that's wrong.
Have you guys had cohorts or people that you've known that have dealt with, like, accusations of joke stealing, whether they were true or not? I mean, does that happen a lot?
I've had someone steal my jokes before.
Right. Really? Did you confront them?
Yeah, I did it in, a very masterful, good way. Like, I wasn't very confrontational.
He doesn't know what masterful means.
No, whenever I think of Josh, I think masterful.
Oh, thank you.
That's masterful.
From Miss New York, that's a big compliment.
She hates Staten Island. I don't count her anymore.
I don't hate it.
I heard something that I don't believe. I just wanted to make sure it's not true. And then once he said that, it's not like I'm accusing him, but then he never did the joke again.
People do that a lot.
It's very masterful.
That is masterful. I'm almost full of your master right now.
Yeah.
That is very good. How about you guys?
No, not like maybe early on somebody thought that I had a joke that was like very similar to a Jamie Lee joke, but then after I heard it I was like, no, like we're both talking about like pubic hair, but it's not. It wasn't the same.
There's enough pubic hair to go around, people.
Right.
That's the other thing, too. Like, I got to assume that because, like, things are happening, and then you have a thought about what's happening in the news. And a lot of times, accidentally, things are going to be similar. And I assume that happens all the time.
Well, I had to tell a comic. Someone said a joke to me, a newer comic. And it was a good joke, but another comic does this joke. He's a well-known comic. I'm like, this guy does this joke. I'm like, you can't do that. He goes, but I say this. I'm like, no, it's the same joke. You can't do it.
I never fucking help anybody. Good for you, Stacey. I'm like, keep going.
Well, the other comic was my friend. I'm like, I'm not going to like let this other guy steal his joke. You know, I've been working with this guy for 20 years.
Parallel thought.
Yeah, it's parallel. He wasn't stealing it, but he didn't know.
But that's the problem. Like, it can be done completely organically.
It could,
people who don't know you, who aren't friends with you, are just gonna think you heard it and took it.
Right.
And
I didn't want that guy to be known as a hack. Both of them.
One time I was accused of stealing this dude's joke at a comedy festival, and the set that they thought was actually another black dude in the festival.
Like, oh, that's great. You gotta call him on being racist.
It's the other black guy.
Ah, that's fantastic. There's no, like, real... I mean, you have plagiarism, obviously, in journalism, but the only thing, as far as, like, not one-liners, but doing something sort of stupid and punny is, of course, headlines, especially writing something that's not serious. Mm-hmm. And I used to make a point, whenever I was like, I got... This is a great, you know, I have wordplay, I got it all on this headline, and then I'd just go and Google that headline, and I'd hate myself to see if it was had already been used. Right. And invariably it would. And then I kind of... I would get... Like, I just didn't want to know, and I also just got lazy, and I just stopped Googling. I figured if I hadn't read it, that I'm not stealing it from them. Hopefully the editor will take care of it, but then invariably the one the editor uses is also something plagiarized from someone else.
Or you have a really great headline, and then your editor... just fucks it up.
Yes, and that happens
all the
time.
And they think they're funny, and they've come up with something more clever, or not clever at all.
Yes.
And you're just like, God, you ruined my masterful piece.
Your callbacks are almost as good as your segues today.
Thank you.
From comedians to, I don't know. I've given up on the segues. And you know what? They're just taking up more time. Cicely Strong was on that Busy Phillips show.
Yeah.
Is it any good? I have not seen the whole thing of this.
She's great on Instagram. She's
too busy to watch it.
She's finding... Good for you.
It's Busy Phillips.
She's finding her way.
I don't even know who these people are. Fucking Jerry and Busy...
Busy was in Freaks and Geeks. She was on... Cougar Town. Some other TV shows. She's an actress.
She has a very aggressive head. Lots of forehead going on there.
Those are my programs.
Yeah. But Cicely is a delight. I like her, too, because she's from the old burbs of Chicago. But was talking about all sorts of dirt on Saturday Night Live. We'll take a quick clip, but then I'll get to the nut of it. They asked her all sorts of things about Pete Davidson, what have you. God, when do we not talk about Pete Davidson?
Center. Who knows? Most likely to attend the next Fire Festival. Pete, probably. most likely to get catfished? This is because I know he did get catfished. I guess, can I say that? Yeah. Jay Farrow.
It's a little easier to do that now that he's no longer on Saturday Night
Live. Most likely to refuse to date a specific
zodiac sign. I would not do a middle part
sign.
If
That's
I were
100%
Busy Phillips.
Really?
Yes.
Who
to do roots,
is off limits?
The side part.
Right now, I feel like I'm a little exhausted by water signs.
Ooh.
Who are you?
I'm
an Aquarius.
Yeah.
My birthday's next Friday.
S's sound like your S's.
Famous?
I'm 18. I'm nervous.
Famous S's?
I'm so happy right. for you.
They then got into, which, by the way, I can't believe people don't ask Saturday Night Live people this all the time. Maybe they do, and I'm just dumb. Who of the guests that she's had that she had crushes on? She kind of gave the obvious answer because the dudes probably have a crush on him, too. Of course, it was Chris Hemsworth. She says that I felt like he left, and we were all like, are we all dating Chris Hemsworth now? Like, all the boys and the girls were like, are we in love? I mean, what just happened?
So
he's that funny. Stacey, I go to you first. Have you worked with, had guests on your show that you've had crushes on, and have you acted on it, or do you admire them from afar?
You mean who I slept with?
Ooh, girl!
the ones you physically crushed with your body.
Yes.
Like a cockroach.
Crush their penis.
Now I have a cockroach named after them in England.
Oh, we're combining everything.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, everything back.
Kill the groundhog.
No, I mean, my show, not really, but... I guess I've had crushes on people. I've had guests on my show, definitely, yeah.
How about yourself?
Yes, I currently have crushes on people. You just have to quietly keep them to yourself and just, you know, get them out in Instagram.
Is it a distraction or a good thing? Because I would assume, like, if you're working with someone, even if they're just, like, around you every once in a while, I would assume you do better to impress them. Or is it just a distraction and you're not as much on point?
Just make sure I'm not, like, out late at a show and they're there. Then I have to go, all right, you need to get out of here. You're not fuck this person. Yeah.
It just makes it more fun, I think. Like,
yeah.
I try not to act on it because then it could fuck up everything with work. That extra nice. Oh, it's nice. It's gonna be nice to see this person. I'll just keep it innocent.
Yeah.
Don't shit nice where you eat you. People and dive naked divers out there. Don't shit where you dive.
It is tough though because especially when you're in a field, a lot of people will find their partner or their whoever they're dating, where they're working. Yeah, I had a showmance.
Ooh! I didn't know that was a thing.
Which it was so cliche, and I'm always so against them because, you know, shows end. So as soon as you're done with one show, then you're in another show with another cast. What, are you just going to, like, keep dating people every 2 months or so?
Yeah.
That means you have a great career, I think.
You know, then... And also, like, you're around like-minded people. You have similar interests, similar passions. If you're someone who's attracted to talent, to see someone who's talented in something that you enjoy doing as well. So that has to be hard because then, you know, you don't want to misinterpret signs and message someone and then have it be awkward for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So
What guests have we had on that you've had a secret crush on? You could do the rhyming game.
You asked me this during the booze show as well. I don't know why you're obsessed with this.
I have no memory of me asking you that. Yes. Oh, God. Stay away from liqueurs and aperitifs.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Bill?
Yeah.
Rhymes with Shmina Shmiganti.
Yeah, I knew you were
But you know what? He is now a cockroach in Europe named Gino. We had time for one more. You want to do this one's going to be old.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Shamed director Bryan Singer could still make $40 million from Bohemian Rhapsody. So he was fired mid-shooting. I think there were a few weeks left of filming. He was fired... because apparently there's allegations of sexual misconduct with underage boys. It also wasn't the first time such claims were made against him. Also, after he was fired from that, he was hired onto another project. I can't remember the name of the film now. And the producer of that project basically said, well, there are allegations. Nothing's happened yet. Let me get this work out of this guy. But despite all of these allegations and his firing mid-movie, because he did the majority of the work for it, and because of union contracts, he's in line to earn $40 million from the film. However, the film has grossed, I think, over $200 million.
Oh, that's a big percentage.
So yeah, it is a big percentage, maybe not as much as it could have been. Now, is this, Chrissy, is this an argument for unions or against unions?
God, I'm not in any unions.
Do you want to be?
If I had to, like the last TV thing, I thought I would have to join, but I didn't. So I don't know. To me, it just seems like, oh, I'd rather not have to pay like the dues every year. But I guess if it's you're at the point where you have to join, then suck it up.
Yeah.
Even legit unions are still kind of shady, though, I sometimes think. It's just like there's so many unions of people I know where it's just like you got to know the right person to get in. Like there's no formality to it or anything. And that alone I always think is weird. It's like it's all
SAG
like a
is,
popularity
Should
game.
There just be like a clause in all union contracts that say if you sexually abuse underage boys, you don't get $40 million?
Clause.
Yeah.
I guess so. I'd look at this. I'd be like, who was the one who made this happen?
And I mean, what were the boys wearing? Can we talk about that?
Are they cute? Do you know what they were wearing?
Maybe they were asking for it. I mean,
now, Stacey, allegations aside, it's not like he's being paid for being a good or bad person. He's being paid for the work he did.
He's getting paid like a waiter who served $400 million worth of food. It's only 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. I mean, it's like, well, you know, he's in the director's union, I guess. And he did work. I mean, he did his work and they fired him, but there's no clause in the unions. If you're, you know, you get fired and you work this many days, you get this percentage and they have to follow the contract.
$40 million and banish him to Pervert Island.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a punishment.
Where Matt Lauer is, or
yeah.
It's a weird situation.
But you're seeing this a lot now with these high-profile people who are getting fired from jobs, having like the nicest severance package ever.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You know, what's her name? Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, she ended her contract ended early, but she still I think got $60 million.
Did she touch a kid or?
It was, is it worse blackface comments or not?
One's criminal and one's just offensive, I think.
Touching kid while wearing blackface? Terrible. We can
condemn
that.
The kid is in blackface.
You look like Ted Danson and you're diddling a kid. Bad on you.
Now that kid's racist on top of it.
So many beautiful themes in today's show.
I think it's easier just to like pay people. I mean, they have to pay them by the union, so they have no choice. And I think it's easier to pay people and just get rid of them than have a whole thing. And then they have to go to, you know, I mean, did she do something wrong with her contract or she just was offensive? I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of legal issues.
Yeah, I mean, money.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so.
Money has nothing to do with crime. He should, like, pay some kind of fine. Or
well, that's not true.
Only after he gets his $40 million.
Son of Sam law, which is like, if
oh,
you kill
yeah,
somebody,
that's right.
Because my friend's husband was actually
killed
the
somebody?
My friend's husband was based. The Son of Sam law was based on Richard O'Donn, who was killed by Jack Abbott.
Hmm.
Oh. My friend fought in court for years about her husband.
Oh shit!
Because he wrote Belly and the Beast. Oh, guy cool. who killed the husband, and he made money. So the money doesn't go to him; it goes to mm-hmm. the victims.
I feel like I saw yeah. Law and Order.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the wow. NFL is still giving OJ a so pension. Unbelievable.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's the only way it can.
I didn't
survive.
Know that.
Yeah, that's holy untouchable. Shit. It's like a trust or something.
Wait, did he make any money off the FX thing and like the
well,
30 for
yes,
30?
But no. I mean, you don't. Just
can't
pay, you don't pay bartenders under the table. I think Hollywood does a little bit of that too. I was always just a theory though. Don't sue me, OJ. Guys, around the table, anything else you want to plug or promote? What a wonderful show way to start the week.
Yeah,
good show.
Well, just Queens of the Compound.
Yeah, man.
Saturday.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, West Side Comedy Club. Get your tickets now.
It sounds like a lady tribute band for Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. I love it. How about you, Josh?
Well, I do Beauty Bar on Friday.
Yes.
Come get a manicure cool. and a cocktail for $10. It's
I'm
a
there.
Free show.
Oh,
it's like one of the best workout rooms to see your favorite comics try their new material.
Ladies, go there on Friday and then come to Queens of Compound Media with your new Manny Petty.
On
the following day. Joe, as usual, I go to you to sum it all up.
Mm.
Go to the...
Can you talk about your darker hair, though?
I love it.
Look at, yeah, you can see the before and after, along with her crippling drug addiction in this photo.
Made that.
Yes, I did.
That was just her. I just
wanted the blonde out of my hair, and yet it's like a shade darker than my natural color. But it's growing on me. It was like a shock at first, but...
All hair growing.
Cute.
That's a good one, Bill. We'll end on that.
Wait, no, you're still coming up.
Very handy.
To the end of the world. To the end of the world. No, 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 no.